Kawa, his father, and their friends may have reached the end of the road.
I don't afraid of anything. I don't afraid. No fear. No fear. Water, if we die... Sorry I say that, but we already died. Nobody accept us anywhere.
The Iranian migrants have made it to the coast of northern France, but crossing the channel to England is difficult. And after 27 people drowned trying this week, it's risky too. But it's a risk many are still willing to take.
If I die, it's okay. Nobody even think about me 1 minute.
Migrants and refugees camp on roadsides and railway sidings, surrounded by the debris of a life they hoped would be temporary and now seems endless. They burn anything to keep warm and wait. Just do it, their shoes tell them. Easy to say.
The police is right now everywhere. They don't let us go to in the water easily, you know. They are really secure in that beach right now.
French police have stepped up patrols. Storms have made this a treacherous time to attempt a crossing, assuming you can afford the $3,300 smugglers are charging, and the inflatable dinghies they use are small and vulnerable. But the dream doesn't die. Patrick from Sudan wants to hide in a vehicle using the ferry.
I'm going tonight in the car. Morning, I'll come here, sit and sleep and eat, okay? Again tonight, I'm going to go. I want to go England from anything, dangerous, no dangerous, I'm going to England. Okay. I believe that dream.
Interior ministers from France, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands and European Commission diplomats discuss the migration crisis, but there'll be one important absence. Priti Patel, the UK's Home Secretary, has been disinvited. The French asked her not to come after Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted a letter he'd written to French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron likes neither the migration policy suggestions nor the Twitter tactics. The dispute shows how little trust remains between Britain and France at a time when this and humanity are both sorely needed. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, Calais.